here we begin the Hilchos Tanchura, Siman Reish Mem Hei. Now Siman Reish Mem Hei is, we'll see as we go through it, somewhat uncomfortable because there's a lot of instructions given here, much of which we don't follow for whatever reason. And we'll see, some of that already will rear its head tonight. So the Shulchan, the tour, right? Sorry, mitzvah asiyah kol echad miyisrael shalomid livno Torah is a mitzvah and everybody teaches Shal Torah shenemar v'amadatam l'usam es b'neichem v'chol melamid livno Torah k'ilu kiblo mehar sinai. Everybody teaches if they receive from our sinai v'einu chay v'lami levito t'yashin livneichem lo v'noseichem. One is not obligated to teach their daughter again, within the laws of Talmud Torah, as we darshan out the words "lamadatem livneichem," to teach your sons and not your daughters. V'yisha inu chayav eslamo b'na, nor is a woman obligated to teach her son. Lo lamdo aviv chayav lamo liatzo. Lo limdo aviv. His father didn't teach him, so then he would be obligated to learn himself. Now, much of this is coming from those same gemaras in Maseches Kedushin, Daf Lamed. The idea of that it's as if it was taught from Torah, that's taught in the name of Rabbi Shuv and Levi, which the Beis Yosef quotes. Otherwise, Beis Yosef doesn't really quote too many chidushim here on Aleph. On Beis, it says, "Hu haya tzarech lilmod v'bethil in the Torah, v'yesh lo ben lilmod v'ein yodu maseges lahaspik l'shneim yushneim shavin hu kodem l'bnei." This is an interesting line from the Gemara Maseches Kedushin, that if a person wants to learn, and he has a son that wants to learn, and he can't afford to have both of them learn, so he comes before his son. Right, chayacha kodman, so he gets to go first. But if the son is more knowledgeable than the, but is more of a ability to learn and to absorb than the father does, so then he would go first. And even though he's so, all right, fine. So the son gets the ticket. He's going to get all of the money that's able to be set aside for this. But still, he's still obligated. He's not permitted to just say, "All right, well, I'm not going to do anything." Right? He still has a requirement to learn on his own. So, where is this idea coming from? So, the Beis Yosef quotes this from the Gemara Maseches Kedushin. It says, "Sham Tan Rabbanan, who lomud of no lomud, who kodem of no." The Beis Yosef here for Beis, right? Who's up?
Yeah,
oh, for you, it's on the front. Okay. Right, it starts in the front, but it's on the top. No. All right. Okay. Who haya tzarech lomod v'yesh lo ben lomod? Right. So shamtan rabban. That's the gemara maseches kedushin. Who lomod v'no lomod? Who kodem livno? Rabbi Yehuda Omer, imaya b'no zariz umemula v'tamudo miskayim biyado b'no kodem. Rabbi Yehuda says, however, that if the son is zariz and energetic and is able to observe it and he's going to remember what he learned, so then he would come first. As we see from the story there, the Gemara there tells the story. He had the Rav Yaakov, the Rav Acha, Bar Yaakov, Shadri Avua Kamed Abaye. That it was Rav Yaakov, the son of Rav Acha, Bar Yaakov, whose father sent him to learn by Abaye. Ki asa chazi delo hayam yachdin shmaise. When he got home, his father realized he wasn't learning very well. So I'm like, I'm not different enough. He said, all right, fine. Like, apparently, I'm smarter than you, so I'm going to go. Right? So Tov es Dazalani. He says, better that I go. And actually, the Gemara there continues that Abaye heard that Rav Acha Bar Yaakov was coming, so he there was this demon that was hanging around the Beis Medrash, and he said, "All right, don't tell anybody because Rav Acha is going to come in, and he'll take care of the demon." And Rav Acha came in, and ultimately he was successful in dealing with this demon, but he had tainas on Abaye. Right, Abaye, well, how dare you put me in this dangerous situation? And that's one of these gemaras that's used in the medical ethics issues of, you know, putting somebody else in danger what they're not really into, those kinds of questions, as it comes out of the continuation of that gemara. But the premise is that if the father is able to learn more, better than the son, then the father goes rather than the son. So what does that mean? So Perish Rashi may have been no zars va'av roesh yatzliach mimenu ve'ein lo sipok nechasim sheyom dushnehem yom beno v'hu yitrach achar mizonos v'yas pikenu. That he'll learn and so he'll go. The son should go learn, and he's going to work to make sure that there's that they'll be able to afford. And the Rosh heads in as well. The Rav Yaakov Bar Yaakov, Amrle Ana Adifta Minach, Aval Ihava Beno Adif, Hava Shaleach Es Beno. The son would be better, so he would have sent the son. Vayduk Rav Yehuda V'chein Halacha. And that seems to be the halacha. That is the halacha. Now all this stuff has to be
who's ever better.
Right. Well, no. Sorry, but tie goes to the dad. Tie goes to the one paying the bills. right? Which is a little hard for us to conceptualize today. I mean, it's just hard to fathom how that works.
Who's going
to
pay the bills?
Right. Right. So there are a couple different balancing acts. When you get into these halachos, it seems like it's dealing in black and white, and there's a couple, bunch of different balancing acts that are going on. First of all, who says that there is an idea that that just because someone is a better learner that he should have first dibs to learn? Right? That is an interesting... the Gemara seems to be taking that as an assumption. Somebody's able to learn better and able to learn more. So quality is... not necessarily better than quantity. I mean, sometimes we're taught this this notion of, well, everybody's learning, and you know, as long as you're in the base medrash from this time to that time, so it's all good. So the Gemara seems to say not that way. That a person who's able to learn and absorb and be able to gain more from it, so will get preference over those that aren't. On the other hand, the one who stays home isn't totally exempt either. Now, in those days, the son, how old did he have to be to earn a living? It's not necessarily like today where you can't. Start earning money till you're 25, 30, 35, and out of learning. And it was already, he was already working the fields when he was 12 years old, so the father went to learn the son in the field in order to do the harvest. So that's Gemara. It's back in the Torah here. The Torah then adds in, Kishem Shemitzu Lumod Livno, Kachu Mitzuva Lumod Livenbino. Just as there's an obligation to teach one's son, there's also an obligation to teach one's grandson. Shenemar Vodata Livenecha Livene Venecha. Velo Livenbino Livad, El Mitzvah Al Kolchach in Yisrael Lumod Tamidim. Not just your grandson, but really to teach many Tamidim. Shagam Him Nikrim Banim El Shemitzva Lahakdin Beno Livenbino, Livenbino Livenchaver. Right? So everybody could be called your sons if you learn. In fact, there's a Gemara in Sanhedrin that says that explicitly. Anybody who teaches their friend's son Torah, it's as if they gave birth to that boy. So there's always, to get as many tamim as you can. But there's also an idea of kadimus. There's also an idea of your family is closer to you, and your grandchildren are closer to you, etc. Fine. And also...
Do you think Ben Beno is specific for...
So the shach discusses that. In Shulchan Aruch, it gets into that. And then the Torah says, "V'chayv lusfor melamed livno lelamdo aval enu chayv lelamed leven chaveru el bechinam." So, but you're obligated to pay a melamed to teach your son, and you're not chayv. But if you're teaching your friend's son, so then that would be free. So how does that work? But meaning you one is obligated to, the payer has to pay, but the person who wants to have Malami, he's not necessarily supposed to be doing things for free. So how does that work? So I didn't get into tonight yet what the story is with a Rebbe earning money for his for teaching. How does that work? I guess that we'll save that for in the weeks to come.
Do you think they pay for the preparation or?
I think part of it has to do with whether it's oral Torah written.
So there's a long story there. The Rambam's not happy about Rebbeim getting paid for learning and Rabbanim in general getting paid for what they do. But
that's the same thing like the guy who lands on Shabbos.
No, that's a little bit of a Schar Shabbos issue. That's an issue of getting paid for doing work on Shabbos. Here, there's like a further thing of getting paid to do mitzvahs, getting paid for to be involved with learning. So that's like not a good idea according to the Rambam, and I'll see if that makes its way into the halachic text here.
I used to write Laning Gracious or Laning Noach on the check for the Baal Kori, and I decided that was wrong. It's not getting paid for Laning. But now I just write Noah.
The truth is, it's not our problem, it's his problem with regards
to. Yeah, but I didn't want to make it sound like
that. Yeah, I just talked to the Schefter about that a couple of weeks ago, about the, about potentially paying Yosef about what.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, well, I mean, it's a Davar Mitzvah, so I mean, that should be okay. And Shabbos said, yeah, but does that mean he won't get a Siman Bracha? It's like, okay, that's his problem. Okay. Work out a way around it. He could, if he's doing any work during the week or whatever. But
money he's spent already on preparing for this.
All right. Anyways, so and then let's continue on the tour a little bit. When she began teaching, when he begins to speak, and then you bring him to school. So that's an interesting line that the Torah has. The and the Pesach Meshuvas gets into this idea, meaning, is there an ideal to homeschool? I mean, should we? Is the idea that one is bringing to a Rebbe, is that b'di'evet or is that l'chachila? So he seems to be he'll bring people that seem to indicate that that's l'chachila, and that seems to be the language of the Torah here as well, meaning teach him a little bit, and then when he's that old, you should bring him to school. It's not if you don't have time to continue teaching him, bring him to school. It's not, you should make sure he has a Rebbe. And then Vav here, Hayim Minog Bi'ir Shalukeach Malami Tinokos Schar Nosin Lo Schar, that if the Minog of the city is that they would purchase a Malami Tinokos, you should pay him. V'chayiv Lilmado B'schar Ad Sheyikra Torah Shebechsav Kula. And you are obligated to pay for his learning until he can read the entire Torah Shebichsav. But you're not chayv to pay for him to learn Torah Shebaal Peh. Comes the Ramah and says, right, Hani Mili Delo Efsherlei Dedechikalei, only if you don't have enough money. Shaisa Avalim Efsherlei Chayv like Muri Mishnah Talmud Alachos Vagdalos. But if you could afford it, so it would be best for him to pay, for him to continue learning everything, Torah Shebaal Chsav and Torah Shebaal Peh. But it seems like your immediate responsibility is to make sure your son knows Torah Shebichsav. So now this is one of the places, I was going to get into this a little later, but we're on the page here. So this Bach over here in Hay is actually one of the famous locations, one of the famous railings against that we don't learn enough Torah Shebichsav. In case you didn't catch it, right, this past Jewish Action magazine that came out about a month ago, right? So Mining Tanakh. And so there is a bunch of articles about learning Tanakh, and one of the articles is entitled, Why Isn't Tanakh Studied More? And there is a 3-page article pretty much detailing all these people complaining about people not learning enough Tanakh and going straight on, which I hear, which continues to be a complaint out of Yom HaZeh. Now, what's interesting is, yeah, it's a complaint, but we don't seem to do much about it. But one of the people arguing this point is the Bach here. So the Bach here in Hay says, right, Hayim Minog Bi'ir, Mashma Dafka Mishnah V'Talmud Einu Chayv Lildo B'schar. That is specifically Mishnah and Talmud that you're not responsible to pay for. Aval Torah Shebichsav Chayv Afilu Neviim Ksuvim. Right, it sounds like you're going to be responsible to pay even Neviim Ksuvim. That's even a clue. Tanakh. You gotta make sure the kid knows Tanakh. V'Hainu D'Chasav HaRambam V'Rabbeinu Ad Sheyikra Torah Shebichsav Kula D'Ol Yitzrich Lomar Kula D'Mehichi Tesi Lomar De'Einu Chayv B'Kula Ela Bal Lomar, the Afnavim Uksuvim Chayv Lomar Bishar, the Kol Nikra Bashem Mikra Vitorah Shivakhsav. So all of that is known as Torah Shivakhsav, and therefore it all needs to be learned. The Khin Kassav Rabbein Musim and Rachman Vav, Eitzel Vachayv Lishalish Limudo, Shalish Vitorah, by Peish Torah Shivakhsav, Kama Torah Navim Uksuvim, that has to be something that's learned. The Khin Kassav Rambam, etc., etc. Now, where does he pick up? So on the, for me, it's the top line of page Gimel I want to pick up from.
For the tour, or
In the Bach. Bach says Uksuvim. Does it Jesus begin?
Perish
Rash. Oh, so the next line, right? V'lo neviim Uksuvim. Alma d'chol Torah shebichsav chayv limud espino b'schar. Right. So what do we see from here? The part that we just skipped over. That you're responsible to learn the entire Tanakh. Now there is a Rashi which seems to translate Torah shebichsav as just the Torah, as opposed to anything else. But he's not so happy with that either. So I feel d'chika le'shaisa, even if it's difficult. Im efshar lo chayv like murei. I feel Mishnah Vitamid Alakhazakos Khsaf Haramah Bisamuch Koshakin Navim Aksum, that if you're gonna be able to learn those things, so certainly you should learn Navim Aksum, meaning Tanakh is gonna come before any of these things. But Fiza Shalokadin Noagima Olam, and therefore it's incorrect what everybody does. Shalom Bnehem Bishar Af Navim Aksuvim, that they don't even pay for Navim Aksuvim. Benogu Kach Al Pi Perish Rashi Vain Safi, right, and they might assume like this according to Rashi.
Yeah,
we're that far off. Sorry about that. Okay, v'ein suffik daf Rashi lo amar el lamanda d'chikalei shaisa. Right, certainly rationally said because it was difficult. But olam achshav lo nagulum would af lamanda efshar. Right, and today Now and nowadays, lo nagu, the minig isn't able to learn, even though they are able to. Vesuda lo Rashi hu yachin, and even Rashi. Rashi's probably individual, etc. So what meaning? And we're probably passing against Rashi. That just because Rashi says it only includes Torah, it probably should include Nevi'im and Ksuvim as well. So what's the Bach saying? The Bach is saying this is ridiculous. Everybody needs to learn Tanakh. That's the main thing you need to do. And included in the Bach's complaint is right, but shelo kedin noagim olam, which is not what everybody does. So this is an ongoing complaint. It's not that things were wonderful then. It's that everybody he was fighting against the trend already back then. So hold that thought. We'll get back to a little bit more of it as we get into.
This would have taken probably 3 hours. This was a convention. Rabbi Avram Pan was speaking. He was quoting verbatim from Zephaniah or something, and the lights went out. Rabbi Pan went right on quoting. And a friend said he was so embarrassed that he would be impossible to be able to do this, and he resolved to learn Mandavi and Matanach. So it's an interesting story.
Okay. Yes, there are
people that do Matanach.
Their father-in-law was a Bobby Tanach. Mm-hmm. They were big on it where he was from, and the other side, yeah.
All right, so as we go to the Shulchan Aruch itself here, so
yes, sir.
Yeah. So what does he say? Mitzvah sase al ish lamed eskino Torah v'im lo lamdu aviv chay v'lamdu lasan. The father never taught him, so he's got to learn it himself. So that we had this already. But the here in the Pesachim L'Tshuvos points out an interesting discussion, sort of as a way of introduction. And he says this is different. I mean, the father has an obligation. If it's a mitzvah to learn Torah, right? So that's the premise. It's a mitzvah to learn Torah. So what is the point of teaching your son Torah? Right? Is that a mitzvah of chinuch? Is that just a mitzvah of chinuch? So you have a mitzvah of chinuch, and that would only be a din derabanan. What he points out here is that no, there's a specific mitzvah in the Torah, ulamatem usamis b'neichem ledaber bam, and that is not part of the mitzvah of chinuch. That is an independent mitzvah of teaching one's Torah, which is actually a fulfillment of a din d'oraisa. So why? So then he goes on and says, yes, why it would be different. He quotes actually from the Aruch HaShulchan here. The Aruch HaShulchan says, "V'im kein maishna delimina Torah chiyavta Torah la'av lamda." What is specifically about this that the father has to teach him? On the matamuva the bishma mitzvos yikayim kashigadol. But with other mitzvos, when he gets older, he'll figure out how to do it. Aval lo yada b'torah klal ad shiyagdil as kashiyagdil hiyak kepera adam. When he gets older, he's going to be a wild man, but yatzal atarvos royal lead to bad things. But buying Torah, it's very hard to read this here. The be'in Torah in mitzvos. But when there's no Torah, there's no mitzvos. L'tichach chayavto Torah l'lamdim u'samis b'neichem lahargilu b'Torah. In order to get them used to Torah, v'lachin shal. Shas, I guess that is. Ad hichon chayiv adam lumenus b'no Torah. Kolmer tezehu pshuto demashe chayiv to Torah in lifnei chayiv shal akatan shenemar shemachayiv lamdo kol Torah. It's not that there's a mitzvah to teach him like the entire Torah. Shasharei b'katan ein chiyuv elahat. Right, because there's no obligation by the katan. Rather elahatam kedei lahargilu b'Torah Hashem. V'imkein pshita she'ein tzara kol Torah kol. Therefore, it's obvious that you don't need to teach him the entire Torah. Meaning, we don't say, oh, how much of a lulav do you need to teach him? How much of the mitzvah of a lulav? How much of a you teach whatever you can. So when the Gemara asks how much does one need to teach one's child, so he's saying because the whole point of teaching, the Aruch HaShulchan is suggesting, the point of this is not to get him, well, I guess it is to get him used to it, but it's an independent mitzvah to make sure that he is, it is imperative that if you don't do that, then everything's going to be lost when he gets older. Now, I would have said even stronger, I would have said that it's just simply the mitzvah. I mean, the mitzvah is to teach one's child Torah, regardless of this. The Aruch HaShulchan says, well, I'm not sure if he's giving a reason for that. I mean, why was this chosen out? Or if he is just, or maybe just disagrees with that svara, but he is. But he gives this additional idea of, course, if you don't teach him Torah, then everything's going to be lost. If you don't teach him lulav, you don't teach him shofar, you don't teach him mitzitzis, Yossi finally put on tzitzis for the first time. He was like refusing for, he was like on tzitzis strike forever. And then finally one morning, he's like, ah, I'll try. Okay. So, but that was it. But you'll get to all of those later. But if you don't teach in Torah, so then it's all going to, it's all eventually going to fall away. There is a, I don't know if you would connect it, but there is a story with Rav Yaakov, there's a Masorah, I think, from Yaakov Kamenetsky, that that one time someone was visiting him, and his son, like, he had his like 5-year-old son with him, and his son, like, climbs on the table and starts, like, knocking over things, and the father's, like, going crazy. Oh, gosh, what's going to be? And the Rishio says, like, it's okay. You don't have to be mechanich him on anything that he for sure won't do when he's older. That was the yisod that he gave. You don't have to be nervous in terms of chinuch if it's not going to be age appropriate when he gets older. That was the line. So perhaps that's it. I mean, how do you get him to that point and not be, as the Aruch HaShulchan calls him, a para adam, a wild man? So you have to, as long as you're teaching him Torah, as long as you're teaching him some things along the way, so many of the other issues will fall away and won't be issues as the child gets older.
Is there someone teaching the son, you think it's mainly for under bar mitzvah?
So here he says that there is no... I saw a line about that someplace in here. Ah, there it is. Yes. So that it is not only, right? Actually, it was the next paragraph over here. But chiyuv lomod levno Torah ain't udafu venkat. It's not just by a child. El apa gavul ve'im bezeh shir bezmanu begil ben. It's not based on the age of the child. El tzarich lamdo kol advarim she's barul. You teach him everything as we learn later on. Cholvan shelo begil is that tzarich lamdo kol yemechayv. You should learn as much as you can. He quotes here that in the sefer derech sicha, maybe b'shem haRav Chaim Kanievsky she'aviv the stipler, right? Rav Yaakov Kanievsky lamod imo b'chol Shabbos, that his father learned with him every Shabbos, ad kechodesh lifnei p'tiraso, until a month before he died. Kedei lekayim mitzvah sulmatim usam sveneichem. And he said, harei nuchra muzum, and I'm hereby fulfilling this mitzvah. Omnam, the Shabbos Hashuv is Divrei Yatziv. Divrei Yatziv was the Kloisenberger Rebbe, where he quotes from the Rambam. The Rambam says, "Katan aviv chayv lamdo Torah." That sounds like it's only an obligation on the katan. Mashur chayv lamud davka kashu katan v'chim derech amuna. Also learns that way. Mikol makom, even the Divrei Yatziv points out that maybe there's a ray against that. Okay, etc. So it's a little bit of a discussion, but certainly it sounds like there's certainly a kiyum of this idea, as, even though the child is above the age of bar mitzvah. Okay, so what else do we want to discuss? All right, so Beis. So Hayahu, in the back of the Shulchan Aruch, Hayahu Tzarech Lomod V'yishlo Ben Lomod, V'in Yodu Masegas L'Haspik, oh, this din, if the father wants to learn, the son wants to learn, V'in Yodu Masegas L'Haspik Shnehem, Im Shnehem Shavim Hu Kodom Livno, V'im Beno Navon V'umaskil Mashi Yomod, Yosri Menu Beno Kodom. Then the son would come first, V'yafal Pikein, Lo Yivatelhu. He can't be a Vatel himself. Fine. So the there is, however, I noticed a discussion here. So what about, does that mean that the father should say, okay, actually the discussion was here. I actually have a sefer at home, which I didn't really, we'll bring it next week for something. I've forgotten that I had it until I can get a piece from it. It's called Hilchos Melechas Hashem. That's the name of the sefer. Wars of Hashem. Hilchos Melamdin. It sounds like it's written by a fiery teacher who was having trouble. So the Wars of Hashem, it's about the laws, and actually goes through many of these halachos like in depth. So there I saw the heading was the issue of so should the father then say, listen, I can't learn with my child, because if I learn with my child, I'm going to be learning much slower, and I have I'm the navon, I'm the one who is able to learn better, so maybe I should minimize the amount of time learning with one's child in order to be able to accomplish more on my own. So he says, suggests that based on this halacha. Now I noticed later on in this safe, in the Pesachim Luchuvos, so he gives, he actually, it seems like he's giving Musar to those that that say that. Right, it says, V'lo tov, quoting from the Peleoites, Lo tov asu atamidi chacham she'inam rotzim lomodis b'neim haktan mifnei shedom b'neim kevitzel Torah. It's not good for those tamidi chacham who don't want to learn with their sons, because for them it seems like vitzel Torah. She'keshalom dim la'atzmon yichon lomod b'yom echad kamadach. daf from Gemara post. And we learn by itself that they could learn many daf. And Masha Inkim Belimud in Banav, that he's going to have to spend a lot more time doing and reviewing, and it's going to be a lot harder. Aval Misha Maisav L'Shem Shemayim Lasos Nachas Ruch LiYotzro Lo Yachesh Alkozeh. That if somebody really has in mind L'Shem Shemayim, that they're learning L'Shem Shemayim, it won't be a problem. Ki Harbe Yoser Osa Nachas Ruch LiYotzro Meshalom L'Ges Beno Afilu Osios Aleph Beis. Hevel she'ein bo chait mashilum duhu negayim ba'olos. The Hashem appreciates much more that one teaches their child aleph beis to make sure that they don't sin, rather than you being involved in the negayim and olos.
So the world only stands because of the hevel of the tinokos of the problem. So maybe that's
Okay. This is aleph beis hevel she'ein bo chait. The breath of those that haven't sinned. So say the aleph beis, then Hashem hearing the goyim and olos. That's it. Okay. All right. That's just what he is saying here. So that's a.
Who said that?
He calls that from the Peleoites. Yes, I think Rav Aaron Lichtenstein, I saw, once has an essay about learning with his child that he learned every night. Like, it was good. Yeah, I didn't cover as much, but it was good. It was an important thing.
There's a lot of obligations in life that take you away from learning.
Right.
Almost everything takes you learning all the time. You have to drive and
Okay. Alright, so what else do we got here then? So in Gimel, he says, Keshim she mitzvah lamdi es beno, kach mitzvah lamid es ben beno. Just as there's a mitzvah to teach one's son, so too is a mitzvah to teach one's grandson. Shemar v'odat l'vnecha l'evanecha v'ol ven beno v'lvad al mitzvah kol chacham Yisrael, lamid l'tamidim shegam him nikrim banim. To teach students, plus they're also called as children, el she mitzvah l'hakdim beno l'ven beno u'ven beno l'ven chaver. It's a mitzvah to bring your son to your grand, rather than your grandson, and your grandson beyond the ben chavero. So the shach here has the question that Sheldon asked earlier. Where the Shach says, "Kasav Marshal Duadin Leven Beno Umiviu Haprisha Melech Tamatora Kasav Gam Kain Zal VeEfsher De Gam Leven Beno Chayv LaHaskir Lo Melamid VeHu Adin Leven Ben Beno." That maybe you're also responsible to pay for your grandchild, and maybe it might also be by the great grandchild. Aval Hamisfekele Iben Bito Kodem Leven Chaver. But what about your grandson through the daughter? Does that beat out the ben chaver? The efshar din kodem lechaver? Maybe not. Elahichad din ischay ba'aviv, aval gabi bas deleka. Meaning, if the obligation is following via the son, it seems to be learning out through psukim. So maybe your grandson through your daughter wouldn't be applicable. And then the shach concludes by saying, v'lein yered the kodem leven chaver. No, it does. Right? The shach, it doesn't bring proofs, but the shach just says, yes, your grandson through your daughter is still going to bear more weight than somebody that is going to be outside the family. Now he quotes here in the psukim. I wonder, what does that mean? So does that mean that it's obligatory that the grandparents have to kick in on tuition? Yes. So he says, no, it's only that this is talking about if there's no son. I mean, if there's no son willing to pay, so then there's an obligation on the grandparents to pay. But that's only in the absence of a child is this talking about l'halacha. But nevertheless, the idea of teaching and having talmidim and sort of branching out from where you are, and those that are closer to you, perhaps you have more of a responsibility for, so that certainly is evident over the course of Sif Gimel. Okay. Sif Dalit, Chayev Lahaskir Melamid Livno Lalamdo Lalamdo, Aval Ven Chavero Enu Chayev Lahaskir, right? That you're responsible to pay to have your son taught. Aval Ven Chavero Enu Chayev Lahaskir, to the son of your friend, you would not be paid. You don't have to pay. The Hayu Kofin Lay Liskor Livno Melamid, they could force you to do it. Vim Enu Beir, Vieshlo Nechasim, Mim Efshar Lo Due Lay, Modiim Lay, and if you have money, if you can teach him, but if not, so go and yordim l'nechasim and pay. So they point out here that this seems to go above the 1/5 rule, that most mitzvahs one is obligated to spend only up to 1/5 of one's parnasa in order to make sure one fulfills mitzvahs. So this seems to go against that. This seems to be that no, you got to do whatever it takes in order to make sure the son. In order to make sure that the child gets taught. Now, how does that? Yordim l'nechasiv.
Well, it sounds like the main over here. If he's away, so then you.
Oh, sorry. Right, they could go into his nechasim in order to pay. So where did I see that? One second. Yeah, uveshir kamat tzarich lehotzi al mitzvah zu midivrei shulchan aruch sif. Since sif of that, I got confused with the. fine. I did skip over. I did mean to mention that Rav Moshe has a tshuva. I think we might have quoted this at some point in the past. Rav Moshe has a tshuva in Evan Ezer about teaching others. So Rav Moshe has a tshuva in Simin. In Evan Ezer Chilek Dalet Simin Chav Vav Chilek Dalet, where he quotes the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer says, you know, there's a stira in statements of Rabbi Akiva. On one hand, Rabbi Akiva says Ve'ahavta L'reicha Kamocha, that everybody, you should love your fellow as yourself. On the other hand, Rabbi Akiva is also one who held Chayecha Kodmin, that your life comes first. So how does one resolve that stira? So Rav Moshe quotes the Chassam Sofer, where he says, oh, one's talking about Ruchnius and one's talking about Gashmius. That when it talks about Gashmius Chayecha Kodmin, when it talks about Ruchnius, Dvarim Sha'olam Hava, so then we say that everybody is going to be equal. I mean, that one should go and teach people, learn with other people, etc. Don't worry so much about yourself. So Rav Moshe turns around and says, okay, and he goes, and Chassam Sofer goes on to say, he says, and that's the pshat in the pasuk, or in the Gemara, b'hafta l'reicha kamocha, zeh kal gadol, the Torah. That's when it comes to Torah, we say v'ahavta l'reicha kamocha. But when it comes to things olam hazas, then we would say chayecha kodmin. So Rav Moshe raises a bunch of shilas against us, and we have some proofs that we do. Number one, we say. Number one proof is what we against that is what we just learned in Sif Beis. In Sif Beis, it says that even against your son, you would have precedence over your son. If all things being equal, you would have precedence over the son. But that's Olam Haba. Why would that be? And it quotes a bunch of other rayas to that effect. That it seems like that doesn't really hold true. And it could be. I think the Chassam Sofer is from a Pirush on Chumash. I'm not sure if he meant that totally al pi halacha. But yet Rav Moshe nevertheless says that a person should make sure to give of themselves with regards to their ruchnius as well. Right, he says even by Torah Barish, Afmi Shu Deya Kfar Mesechas Echas, even if you've already learned one Mesechta, Afilu Seder Shalom, you've already learned full Seder, Hu Kodem Lomut Sedarim Achayim, still you would have precedence to learn other Sedarim from teaching others. I mean, once you continue to make sure that they are progressive. Vagamin Yan Yolam Haza, Leika Isser El Rishus, Afin Bikuach Nevish Mamash, okay. Ach Horisi, however, I do say, Shakol Tamad Chacham, Afshat Sarakla Atzmo, Hu Godel Ma'od, Mechui Vulamid Mix. Still, a Talmud Chacham who is learning and still progressing, he is still obligated to give up some of his time. Gamim Achirim, Af Shemisbatel Mitoras Atzmo. Even though he'll be losing some of his Torah, and he brings a proof from the Gemara, etc. And he says, "Umistaber li shehu mistaber li shehu gamkin shir meiser asiris asmat." That once you give up a tenth of their time, Shiesho lumo Torah from which he learns Torah. And if whatever time he has to learn Torah, so one tenth of it should be done to teach Torah's Chesed, to teach the Torah to those that perhaps are not as are on a lower level. The Hem of Ulai Yachal Ahosiv Ad Chomesh. You could, if you want, to give up to a fifth. But Tzarki and Lini Nashir. Now, I'm not sure about the measurement, but he suggests that idea would exist, not just in how much money one gives, but in how much time one gives with regards to teaching Torah. Okay, and then here in. All right, so I guess in Vav here, so Hayam Minug, we didn't do Hey. Hey, me. Hey is right. When does one begin to learn? From the time that he learns the pasuk Torah Tziva and the first pasuk of Shema, and afterwards you teach him a little bit until he's six or seven, and then you would take him off to teach to the Lamed Hinotah. So here he has a discussion about is that Luchatkila or is that Bidiyat? That's what I was pointing to here. That the idea that you send him off. In the afbi shemakor hadin mutels hamitzvah ala av lamid es beno mikol makom yochel lechatchila lischor lo melamid. That is the idea lechatchila that you could pay him a lamid in order to teach him. Where does he get that from? It comes from a sefer chasidim, and it's also in the shuvas maharach or zeruah. I don't know who that is, and the shulchan aruch harav as well. I didn't have a copy of the shulchan aruch harav, but I remembered as I see shulchan aruch harav is quoted in like every footnote in here in the pesachim with shuvas, that the shulchan aruch harav and hilchos tamatora is like a major source. well, other parts of Shulchan Aruch Rav, let's quote it, Mishavur, etc. But that part is quoted extensively. So I'll try to get a hold of Shulchan Aruch Rav and Hilchos Talmud Torah as we progress through these couple of lachos here. One more idea, and that's in Vav. Right, in Vav. So let's just do Vav. Hayaminug b'yer shilokech malami tinoku schar chayv lamdu b'schar ad sheyikra Torah shebachsav kula. Until he could learn, until he knows the entire Shor b'chsav. Ve'inu chayv lamdu b'schar mishnah v'gemara v'animid lo efshar. If he can't, t'chik le'shayte yaval. But if you can, habile mitzvah la'gmuri mishnah v'gemara lachos ha'kos. You should hire malamid for as long as he'll be able to learn everything. So remember, so this is where the Bach got all upset. You see, you got to learn all of Tanakh. Right? Why is it that we don't do so? So the Shach here, the Shach, hey, Torah Shebichsav, it says, Mashma Kol Tanakh. V'chein Peir Shabach. Because of the Shaloka didn't know Gim Ol Mashal Lamed is Benam Tanakh. And he writes that it's not, it seems like it's not according to Halacha, that everybody seems to learn everything but Tanakh. Vani Omer Min Hagun Shal Yisrael Torah. He says, but I say the Minug is Torah. Meaning there is precedence for this. Why? Sharei Kasuva Toso Sofer Kamat Kedushin Vesmag Asin Yud Beis B'Shem Rabbeinu Chanano V'King I thought it was Rabbeinu Tam. So it's a misprint here. Okay. V'King Kasuva Goes by Moniz Ve'arif Be'an Hagas Smak Simon Kofei She'anan Tzochin Ahadam Rinan B'Sanhedrin Shas Bavli She'belul B'Mikro V'Mishna.
Rabbeinu Peretz.
That's not what I say here.
You said Rif. But it says here, written out the Rabbeinu
Peretz. Oh, okay.
I don't know which is right. But.
No, you would say Rabbeinu Peretz. It's from the Bali Tosos, so it makes sense.
Right.
Okay. Right, that the Gemara said, Shas Bavli Shabalul B'Mikro V'Mishnah. That Bavli mixes Mikro V'Mishnah. That by learning Gemara, you'll be able to learn Tanakh as well. Alma D'Mishum Hachi Einu Chayev L'Shalash Hashnosav B'Mikra V'Einu Chayev Lamed Im B'No Mikra. Therefore, because Gemara seems to include all of these things, the obligation of dividing up your days a third doesn't fit anymore, and you don't have to teach your son mikra. So learn Gemara, and by learning Gemara, he'll learn all of Tanakh as well. Etc. This is a very famous shach. Made it into the article after the Bachwa.
If you go through the entire shas, you're going to get every possible.
No,
even 10%.
Yes.
20%?
Yeah, I think so. I actually have a sefer at home my grandfather had this. I don't know why he had it. I used it for the Nachshir. When my grandfather passed away, my father sent out to all the grandchildren, what sarm do you want? And I said, I want that one. because it's a thick book, but I don't really know the point of the point of the first 80% of it, because it is a Tanakh that quotes every pasuk that's in a Gemara. So you read through, the first 80% is the psukim there, right? You read through it, and it's you know, three quarters of the psukim are there, etc. But in the back, it actually has an index. It goes through each pasuk in Tanakh, and where there's a Gemara that quotes it. So certainly, I think if you would learn, I mean, different sfarim have different amounts, but I think it comes out to well over 50% of psukim are found somewhere. I found somewhere in the Gemara. Yeah.
And then the whole Tanakh.
What?
Psukim in Tanakh, not just the Torah.
Correct. I mean, I've used it for the Navi Shirim here. So I think starting with Daniel is when I started using it. So it most I think more than half of the psukim have a Gemara someplace. I don't think the he is saying, oh, and therefore I totally ignore it. But I think that, and I think this shach is what's held up in the yeshiva world as being like, you see, don't need to worry about it anymore. We'll be able to cover those areas. Anyways, through the learning of the Gemara, so you could believe it or not, but you could see, find out more about all the generations of people that complain about this over the course of this article. Why isn't Tanakh study more in this past week's, this past month? Okay, I guess I'll stop here. Wish.